This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush's moratorium on federal regulation is a boondoggle for business that undermines worker health and safety. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush has called for a 90-day moratorium on federal regulations affecting business. It's a good idea gone bad. Deregulation run amok. To the extent government red tape and regulations interfere with competition, deregulation makes sense because it enables free enterprise to work more effectively and efficiently. But that rationale doesn't apply to regulations on health and safety in the workplace. More than 10,000 workers are killed every year on the job. As many as 100,000 die of occupational disease. The Bush administration claims that suspending regulations will help the economy recover from the recession. That ain't so, Al. Economic recovery doesn't mean abandoning needed safety rules or putting business profits ahead of workers' lives and health.
Come, Ted. The moratorium President Bush placed on federal regulations does not affect a single regulation already on the books. It only puts the brakes on future federal regulations, and then just for 90 days. Ted, the idea of any moratorium is to stop and think. There are 122,000 people who do nothing but sit and write regulations all day long. The Federal Register that publishes all these new regs prints more than 67,000 pages a year. I'd love to see you eat that pile of words. Ted, America is almost drowning in a sea of rules and regulations. We would never sacrifice human health and safety on the job. We've got plenty of laws on the books to do that right now. But let's just take a short breather here and really think about the direction of this nation and whether all the regulations that almost automatically get approved should be there at all. Health and safety regs aren't even in the plan. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats chopping the defense budget without caring a whit how many jobs will be lost. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.